But, sound like we're in Big Fatty's bedroom.
Jesus.
We are in the fat cave, ladies and gentlemen.
I love him. Y'all be nice.
I want out.
We're being nice to Big Fatty. I'll be giving Big Fatty a huge hug when he gets down here to Atlanta.
I would totally feed him until he popped like a tick. I would love to hang out with him.
He's already popped like a tick.
That man is a fucking rock star.
If you want to meet him, come to Atlanta and I'll tell you the dates that he's supposed to be here. I mean, he loves to meet people.
I would actually be really flattered.
I gotta get his theme song. That way, you gotta learn how to shut him out. You gotta learn to shut him up.
The theme song. I get it now. The only thing that shuts Big Fatty up is his theme song at the end.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I mean, he loves to meet people.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2829 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 4th of December, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and maybe we'll actually open Crema Cards. Hey, Betty! Hello, inappropriate touches. Beef! Hattie, that's you! Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your inappropriate touches today because, I tell you what, for me to be able to tell you why your inappropriate touches, I think we first ought to do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 4th of December, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, he is over there in the Hatlanta. Used to do a little show. Every once in a while, he, Big Fatty's like a turtle. He sticks his head back out. It's true. Y'all, he's hot. It's hot. Big Fatty, is that why you want to inappropriately touch him? Forgot a word. Oh, what was that word again? Big. Hey, it is none other than the one and only gay country boy, Big Fatty, still not spelled C-U. It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, it's Wes over there in the hat. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Wes. It's true. And I'm going to be seeing Wes on the evening of the 17th of December, hopefully that fits his schedule, because y'all, that's when I'll be over in Hatlanta having the annual podcast supper at the Colon Aid restaurant where the gays and the grays gather. If that's not just for podcasters, if you're a listener in the Hatlanta area and you want to join us, get in touch with Big Fatty or George in Atlanta. He's the one that kind of puts it all together, and y'all, we'd love to have you. But y'all, until then, y'all, if you see the gay country boy on the Twitty or the FaceSpace or the porno sites, it's true, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the Berkeley. And Big Fatty, I hope that Jonathan gives him a surprise present for Leather Weather Weekend in January, and a big old piece of Big Fatty, I'm getting vulgar. You are getting vulgar. I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. And if he can't blow that candle out, I've got something else to be. Fatty, I'm a vulgar.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
it's true. Y'all, that is the crema. That is the crema version of the happy music from the Alex Lever. And y'all, what a lovely gift death that was. Y'all, it gives, yes, McBetty, it makes you want to touch yourself. Well, okay. But y'all, let's see, after I recorded the little show yesterday, I had some of that poke roast that I mentioned that to you, that I cooked it with the sauerkraut and the onion and celery, and y'all, it was delicious. It was delicious. Yes, McVitie, and it gave you explosive diarrhea. Well, that, as most of my cooking does. Y'all, if I ever invite you to come eat at the villa, find an excuse not to do it, because y'all, yes, McVitie, it's almost like Durwood. Never mind. But anyway, by the way, y'all, Shark Week is coming up in the new year, and I need some more shark stories. So y'all, go ahead and start talking about those on your little shows, or call them in to the BFO, and we'll have an explosion of shark story. Big Fanny, it'd be a mess to clean up. Granny's got one also, y'all. Oh, by the way, speaking of Granny, Mr. Cackle said he was going to be buying $1,000 worth of raffle tickets so he could win Granny's weave that he's going to donate to Pride 48. Big Fanny, that's lovely. And anyway, had my supper, and I watched a little bit on the TV machine last night. I'm trying to think what was on. I think I was just catching up on things I had recorded while I was over in Atlanta last. And y'all, then about 9:15 p.m. in the evening, y'all, we gathered over there at the Pride 48 and recorded Survivors Ready podcast. The Survivor Savant Evan Ayers could not join us. He was working. Big Fanny, working or working it? Well, what's the difference? Then Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, couldn't be bothered to join us. He didn't give us an excuse. He just, no, I will not be there. So, y'all, it was the Faye Driver and old Crooked Hat and myself. And, y'all, we just chitter-chatted for about an hour and a half. That little show will be coming out sometime once old Crooked Hat gets it together. Y'all, then I slept like a baby last night, y'all. I had clean sheets. It was just lovely. And y'all, I think it rained several more times during the evening and everything. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, on Monday, y'all, I had my brufkas, and y'all, I went for my nipple walk. But y'all, you know, I hadn't been able to go on the nipple walk on Saturday or Sunday because of y'all, we've just had rain. Y'all, the rain was coming down. Yes, Big Betty, the rain came down.
The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into Piglet's. Poor Piglet, he was frightened with quite a rightful fright. And so in desperation, a message he did write.
Yeah, I got to see y'all, but y'all, I went and walked around the circle, and y'all, they've decorated it all for crema. They've got all these light displays up and everything on the outside of the circle. So I walked around that. And y'all, then on the inside of the circle, they had 126 crema trees, they're about 3 feet tall, live crema trees, or freshly cut or whatever. They different businesses and families and things like that in town have decorated them, and y'all, it was just lovely. So I walked the outer circle, and then I crossed the street and walked the inner circle to take a look at the crematories. Y'all, they have a little crematory lot up there too, which is normally where I would get my crematory. But y'all, since I'm gonna be in Atlanta so much this crema season, I've made a decision to not get a crematory this year. I'm not going to be here enough to be able to enjoy it and to really justify the cost. Y'all, they're quite, you know, a fresh cut crematory can set you back a bit, but. And you know, plus I am on a fixed income now. Yes, Big Betty, you milk that one as much as you can. Anyway, after I finished my nipple walk, I came back and got my share. And y'all, they've had a lot of the TV machine was about the George H.W. Bush. You know, he died. They were loading him up on the Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for Aeroplano. And that was all on. And yeah, so I just kind of laid down for a few minutes. I was just resting my eyes. Didn't take a nip or nap or anything. But y'all, I decided I'm going to get up. And y'all, I got up and I went to the Staples. And y'all, I needed to get me a pen. I wanted to get a pen that put out gold ink. Big Fatty, why do you need a pen with gold ink? Because I'm going to use that to address my crema cards.
Big Fatty, just curious, have you sent Gare his crema card yet?
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
No! Big Fatty! I had to get the colored pen, Big Fatty. Anyway, I did that, and while I was out, I got me a half and half iced tea to enjoy, and y'all, that pretty much has been my Monday. Yes, Big Fatty!
That Peter G asked you not to play this music when you open your crema cards.
He said, you know, Poodle, you are exactly right. Thank you for reminding me. You're more than welcome, that Peter G. Now, y'all, this music is from one of my favorite crema CDs, and y'all, I've lost it. I don't know what happened to it, but y'all, it was a Hallmark CD, and it was Julie Andrews, and I think that the title of it was The Sound of Christmas or The Sounds of Crema. And y'all, I just love it. And I love this song. So I'm gonna play it some this year, amongst other things. But y'all, I've got a couple of cards here. y'all, I think I'm gonna open y'all, by the way, I got one on Monday. From the Robs. Robs, yours came in. And y'all, I got a crema present from my number one straight boyfriend from the future, Straight Bob. And y'all, I've gotten instructions that I can't open this until he sends me an e-letter that I have to read the e-letter and then open the... Anyway, we'll get to that later in the week. So, Straight Bob, I've received the package and I'm awaiting further instructions. But, y'all, I'm going to just... Y'all, I've got the first thing I've got here. Is it's a postcard with Santa Claus on the front of it, and it says "Ho ho ho, Merry Grandma," and it says, "Well, hello there." it's been very busy here at the North Pole, but I managed to take a nice break and check my list. I see you've been very good this year. Big Fatty, are they talking about the special chat? No, I don't think so, but could be. So I'll be stopping by on Crema Eve. Big Fatty, you better tell them you'll be in Hatlanta. Don't forget to leave out a little snack for me. Big Fatty, leave out the special chair. Might need to take a little rest. It's true. Lots of love. Santa. Well, Santa, thank you so much for that. And y'all, this is a laminated. It's quite fancy. I don't know who it's from. Big Fatty, it says it's from Santa. Oh, well, thank you, Santa. I appreciate that. And y'all, I'm gonna be putting up pictures of these as the time goes by. Y'all, I've got this. I've got another card here. Y'all, this is the one that doesn't have a return address on it. So I'm gonna open it up. It's from the Cleveland, Ohio area. And y'all, on the inside, it's quite fancy. It's got a foil line. Is it foil liner on the inside? And y'all, it's a green card, and it says, "Put the jingle in your bell, the merry in your crema, the fa in your la la la. Just don't get your tinsel in a tangle." Ready? That's vulgar. It does. And it says, "Big Fatty, all the best wishes for you this crema. Love, Kingsley." Well, Kingsley, thank you so much. And, Kingsley, you need to send me your address so I can send your grandma card. Yes, Big Fatty, right after you send Gar his. So, y'all, I think that's all I'm going to have time to open today. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, for those of you who've never sent Big Fatty a crema card before, y'all, if you would like to send Big Fatty a crema card, y'all, just drop me an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com and just say, "Hey, Big Fatty, I would like to send you a crema card. Can I have the address of the villa?" And y'all, I'll be more than happy to send it to you. And y'all, if you're going to get a crema card from Big Fatty, you got to send him one. Big Fatty, except Guy, he never got one. Well, he's going to get it this year. Oh, dear Gussie. So, Guy, it's coming. Yes, Big Fatty, so is Grandma. Well, that's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely two. I say Tuesday. Y'all, I am off to El Dentisto today for my 6-month checkup. Big Fatty, that Michael in Stuttgart is probably calling your El Dentisto and telling him to look out for cavities, or perhaps y'all, speaking of cavities, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Pod Cubs, and featured on there was the birthday boy, Gay Country West. Wes, what do you got to say?
I mean, he loves to meet people.
Oh, Big Fatty, you bring new meaning to like to meet people.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.